with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So, Tony, you got to see Buffalo Gal.
I did, over at the New Phoenix Theater. Did you see it when Betty Buckley did it at Studio Arena? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
And so it's the same play, updated a little. They let the New Phoenix Theater, Pete Gurney, gave permission for them to update the local references. So it's restaurants and places that actually exist. But it's Barbara Link LaRue playing the role that Betty Buckley played originally. It's about an actress who returns to her hometown, Buffalo, New York, to appear in a play and ends up interacting with people she knew in her youth and reconnecting with her Buffalo values. And that's over at the New Phoenix Theater.
And as far away from Buffalo as you could probably get, you saw also Adrift in Macau.
It's film noir. I think, though, Buffalo would be a great location for a film noir, you know, that urban this and that. But it is a film noir musical comedy. It is a parody of the film noir genre. And this is American expatriates, just as the title implies, adrift in Macau, the inevitable Veronica Lake type in a slinky dress. Yes, she's a nightclub singer. Yes, of course, it deals with smuggling and crime in the underworld, the inevitable character who can't go back to the States or he'll be arrested for a crime he didn't commit, and a lot of jokes surrounding the arguably tired tropes of that genre. And it's fun.
And it's playing again at
up at Musical Fair in Snyder.
Fantastic. And we have something else that seems to be a lot of fun is the Anastasia Trials in the Court of Women.
This is interesting. Carolyn Gage, the playwright, did a lot of feminist drama. And in this, each time the attorneys make a motion, the audience gets to make decisions. So this is brazen-faced varlets performing there in the back room of Rust Belt Books, which I think seats about 12 people. Perfect for a jury, right? But no two audiences see the same show, as audiences get to make decisions about the direction of the play, feminist theater in the back room at Rust Belt Books.
Now, let me talk to you about this idea of having a different play every day. It's a lot like improv, and I'm sure improv actors do this all the time. But as this type of theater, it must be terribly difficult.
Well, I don't know that Mystery of Edwin Drood does it where the audiences vote on the outcome and you have to be ready to go one way or another. Typically, the show follows a specific structure and is heading to a similar arc, just this way or that. It tends to fold in a binary way, nothing too complicated. We say it's different, but not radically different structurally. The structure was probably pretty similar each time, but the specifics are different. So not as easy as doing precisely the same show every night, but of course no live show is the same as the one you did before. And it certainly helps them maintain their spontaneity.
Keep you on your toes.
Yes.
You won't have anybody drifting off while the show's going
no,
on.
No, you can say, what? Oh, okay. I'm on.
Body Awareness, Saul Elkin is directing that at the Jewish Community Center.
Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York. The playwright is Annie Baker, and she's the same author who did Circle Mirror Transformation, which Road Less Traveled did at 710 Main last year. And this takes place in a small college town, issues surrounding body awareness, female identity, in this play by Annie Baker.
And there's a play also, Guy's Bend, I wanted to hear about.
Yeah, I've never seen Guy's Bend, but it takes place in Guy's Bend, Alabama, where there is an isolated community of African Americans who developed a particular style of quilting, and these became very valuable. And it's about the people in this town and this tradition of quilting and what happens among these people. That is at the Paul Robeson Theater. They perform in the African American Cultural Center over on Maston Avenue.
And something you will see is something we talked about last week, Golda's Balcony.
Absolutely. Tova Feldshuh in town, just a few performances. The woman your father described as a hot tomato, but now unrecognizable in her Golda Meir makeup, her signature role, a great actress in her great role. And that's at 710 Main, the venue formerly known as Studio Arena Theater.
Tova Feldshuh at 710 Main with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.